466 in the red hymnal.
He took my sins and my sorrows.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus, wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. You may be seated. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be under our transport when Jesus we see. Jesus Christ the righteous. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we thank You for Your work. We thank You for Your transforming power, dear God, that You have taken these old creatures and You've made all things new. So, Lord, we rejoice in salvation, that in Your mercy, in Your grace, You would take us, Lord, each of us, from the depths of sin, Lord, from miry clay, and You would set us upon the rock, Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, that is our salvation. That is our joy. That is our boast. That is our praise, oh God. And so we thank You, Lord, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And so, Lord, You are glorious, and You are worthy of our praise. You are a faithful Savior. Lord, we give You praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He can love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful is His love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, thank You, Lord. Savior, we thank You. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glory in the cross tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, thank You for the blood. Thank You for Your cleansing. Precious Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Love lifted me,
love lifted me. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One of the signs of revival is not, well, it may be, but it's not the ultimate sign of revival. Oftentimes we think revival is all sorts of demonstrations and manifestations that are outward, a lot of emotion, maybe even a lot of tears. But we've seen throughout history that the true sign of revival is repentance and a changed life. And we've been speaking of the work of the Holy Spirit some of these days, and we're believing God for signs. We're believing God for demonstrations and manifestations of His Spirit, baptism in the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. But that is an outward expression and God working amongst His body. But there is a work that God intends. Often we leave out fruit of the Spirit. The work sometimes that nobody really sees, the repentant work, the walking in purity and holiness. If the Holy Spirit is at work in us, He will produce holiness, right? He is the Holy Spirit. And so if we're truly seeing a move of God and the Spirit of God at work, there's going to be repentance, and there's going to be a turning away from sin and an inner work of righteousness and purity and holiness that God is doing. And I am thankful that we are seeing and hearing God is working deeply in the heart. Yes. And God is transforming these days. And we need to continue to keep our hearts open to the work of the Holy Spirit. The reading from our devotional book this year for the second Tuesday is titled Being Pentecostal. Brother Hans Waldfogel writes, the purpose God had in launching the Pentecostal movement was to make way for the presence of Jesus to be revealed, for Jesus Christ to be received by His people as King. The gifts of the Spirit are manifestations of Jesus, and their purpose is to awaken souls to their need of Jesus and draw souls to Jesus. And we're thankful that God is working. And we encourage you, continue to keep your heart open to the moving of the Spirit. Sometimes it's very demonstrative and explosive. And other times it's that still small voice. And we need to give room for God to do as He desires in us. And so let's stay keenly attuned to His Spirit and yield it and surrender to Him. Let's sing number 112 in our red hymnals, this prayer. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. If I could just call your attention. Well, I wasn't going to read, but maybe I should. And I won't have to say much about it. In Ezekiel 37... the hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. And He led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord, You know. And He said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. You shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. They lived and stood on their feet in an exceedingly great army. And he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy to say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. I know this has another meaning directly, but we see throughout Scripture this breathing of God that brings life and animates us. And we need that breath tonight as we sing this prayer. We need the wind of God to blow. I don't know a lot about meteorology and weather and that, other than what my phone tells me is going to happen. But I understand this. I always thought that wind came because the trees were blowing. You know, when you're little, it's windy. The trees are kind of flapping and causing wind. But we know, of course, as we gain a little knowledge, the trees flap because of the wind. And did you not know that? You learned something new. What creates that wind is one atmospheric system that displaces another. And it causes this movement in the atmosphere. And I don't know that somehow there's a little bit of a picture that God has given us. I believe that he wants to change an atmosphere. He wants to change an environment, not just in a place, but in us. And I think there may be a wind that's associated with that reality, that God would displace what is fleshly and natural and worldly and carnal and come in with a change of environment and atmosphere and bring righteousness and holiness and godliness and the supernatural. And I believe it's accompanied with this breath, this wind of God that will blow. And so we pray for that tonight. We believe God for that tonight. And so as we sing this song, let's make it our heart prayer and cry, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Hymn number 112. Dear Lord, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, breathe on me until my heart is clean. Let sunshine fill its inmost part with not a cloud between. Breathe on. hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our prayer, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Pour out your spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. I've asked my son if he would share tonight with us in regard to the work of the Holy Spirit, and as we've been studying, so open your hearts to what God would speak.